German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union should renew its sanctions against Russia in response to Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and the Kremlin's support for pro-Russian separatists that are fighting Ukrainian government forces in eastern Ukraine. Merkel's views appear to be shared by Ukraine's government, especially amid concern over renewed ceasefire violations and the disappearance of a rights activist and other Ukrainians. Stefan Boss with the story.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who met Ukraine's president on Monday in Berlin, expressed concern about reports of renewed fighting in eastern Ukraine. She urged the European Union to maintain sanctions against Russia, as the West has accused Moscow of supporting pro-Russian separatists with weapons and troops. She says, you know that the sanctions have to be extended because the Minsk peace agreement is not implemented to the foreseen process. And we believe, she adds, that it would be good for all the parties involved for it, the agreement, to be implemented and thereby fulfill the requirements in order to lift the sanctions. But unfortunately, we are not there yet. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko agrees. He said Russia has recently been sending troops and weapons into eastern Ukraine, also known as Donbas, threatening the fragile peace deal.
It is terrible that after the Minsk agreement, we have passed 1.5 years, and unfortunately we still face serious security problems on Donbas, which must have been cleared for the first place. Regardless of our endeavors, Russia and its proxies do not observe the ceasefire. Sanctions against Russia must stay in place till Russia and its proxy fully implement Minsk agreement and Russia gets out of Donbas. Take their troops, take their weapons, and renew the border.
The ceasefire agreements aimed at ending the conflict between Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists were signed in the Belarusian capital Minsk in September 2014 and February 2015. More than 9,000 people have died in nearly 2 years of fighting in the east. Additionally, Ukrainians have disappeared in the area, including prominent humanitarian activist Marina Cherenkova, who was reportedly detained over the weekend by separatist security forces in the eastern city of Donetsk. Earlier, pro-Russian separatists detained respected religious study professor Igor Kozlovsky. His relatives say he was taken from his home in Donetsk on January 28th and has not been heard of since. While the EU was expected to discuss sanctions soon, the United States announced overnight that it has slapped sanctions on another 5 Russians for human rights violations under a 2012 US law named for Russian whistleblower Sergei Magnitsky. The Russian lawyer alleged in 2008 that organized criminals colluded with a Russian government official to claim a fraudulent $230 million tax rebate. His death in prison in 2009 prompted widespread criticism from human rights activists and spurred US and European efforts to punish Russian officials complicit in alleged human rights abuses. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.